In regards to the proposed socialist platforms being offered, consider this. In 1985, at the presumed height of its power as a socialist economy, the Soviet Union's output per capita was only 42% of what the average American produced, and consumption, goods and services enjoyed by its citizens, was only 29%. Socialist programs like rent control, free college, and so-called Medicare for All do not lead to improved standards of living, including housing, education, or health care. And that's something to think about.